Be'ezus Mizbach, we begin Hilchas Paraduma, the new, the second out of the eight halachas in the Sefer Torah, in the Book of Purity, the laws of the red heifer, which yesh b'chlon shtei mitzvos asei. In the category, there's two positive commandments. Vezeo Pratna, and these are the specifics. Aleph, number one, is Din Paraduma, the laws of the red heifer. And Beis, number two, Din Tumas Meinida, the laws of impurity of these waters that are sprayed, the Tarasim, and their purification. Uber mitzvos elu b'perakam elu. An explanation of these commandments are in these chapters, which there are 15 parakim. The first two parakim discuss regarding the actual para and those who are engaged in it. Perek Gimel Tehei discusses the making of the paraduma. Perek Vav Tehei discusses these waters that are sprayed. And Perek Yudav Tetzvav discusses the actual spraying of these waters, which are on the person that is tummy. And with that, we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which discusses the validity of the para and those that are engaged in this paraduma. Let's jump into halacha alf regarding the age of this red heifer. Mitzvah paraduma, the mitzvah of the red heifer, which is for those who became tummy from a dead person, they could only be purified not just with immersing in the mikvah, but rather they need to be sprayed with the waters that have the ashes of the paraduma of the red cow, shetia bashol shon mebas arba. So the mitzvah is that this red heifer should be either 3 or 4 years old. Now, if it was old, sure, it's going to be valid. But we don't wait till it gets old. Because maybe the hairs are going to turn black and then it's going to be invalid. And moreover, we don't buy a calf, which meaning if it's too young, and then we bring it up, because it says in the pasuk, you have to purchase for yourself a cow. Not a young calf. Now, let's say they only find they need to have the red heifer, which all its hairs are red, and they only find a calf. So what they do is they set a price for it, but it's the bolel, and they leave it by its owner until it gets older, but and then it becomes a cow, and then they purchase it from that person, from the separations of the chambers, which is where the people's mechza shekels are, which is because it has to be purchased from that, like a carbon of the tzibur from the trumas halishka. Halacha Beis discusses this has to be the redness of the cow. This is in the Torah that the paraduma has to be tamima, has to be perfect. It means tamimus admimus. It means it has to be perfectly red. Loi tamimus kaima, not perfect in its stature and its height. Ella rather, if it was a dwarf, share would be valid, kashar kadishim like all other karbanas. Now, hayubash te sa'aris lavanis, but let's say it had two white hairs, or shchairis, or black ones, betech guma achas, or one follicle, or betech shnei kaisis, or in two different cavities, so when one is laying on the other, that psula, that's not tamimus, and that would be invalid. Halacha Gimel, now let's say there was two hairs. Ikarin madim, the roots were red, v'roshin mashker, and the tips were black. Or ikarin mashker, the roots were black, v'roshin madim, and the tips were red. So hakol hilch acha ikar, everything goes after the roots. And v'gezes b'misparayim es roshin mashker. So you cut off with a scissor the tips that are black, and then you're going to be remaining only with the red, that's the roots. And v'ein l'cheish m'shem gizeh b'kach, you're not going to be concerned, which is generally concerned, you're not allowed to shear the wool. Cut the hair of a carbon, because here his intention is not to shear the wool, and hence, especially in this case of the paraduma, one is permitted to cut off the hair. It has to be left over from the red hair after you cut off the upper part that's black, enough of a hair that could be cut with a scissor. Because any hair that's not long enough to be cut with a scissor, it's like it's not there. Now, lafikach, they're from hoybash teisaris levanos or ishchairis. So they're actually, if there were two white or black hairs, she'ein lo cut mazaig, but it's too small to be cut with a scissor, harizik sheh, there's going to be valid. Just like by the red, it's not going to be valid if it's too small. Here, since it's so small, it's actually not going to be an invalidation. Halacha hey, hoykar now, if let's say its horns or its lafa or its hooves were ishchairim or black, so yagud, you cut it off. Gagala ayin, however, if the eyeball of a shenayim or the teeth, valashno the tongue, that emar in place of a par, there the different colors are not invalidations by the cow if it's not red. Halach Vav, let's say it had a wart, had some other color that was growing there and was cut off. Ava although it's sprouted in its place, Seir Adoim, red here, psula, it's going to be invalid. The rabbit explains because that's not real, a full redness, rather it's like an inferior, and therefore that would not qualify for the red here. Halach Zayin continues regarding invalidations of blemish or if work was done with the paraduma. So kol amumin ha'paisim ha'kadoshim, all invalidations that invalidate carbon, paisim ha'par invalidate by the paraduma, like it says in the pasuk, that it doesn't have a blemish. So, let's say it was born through a Caesarean, or was exchanged for a dog, or this animal was for the services of a harlot, or had a moral defect, or sodomized, like a carbon, psula, it's going to be invalid for the paradigma too. And the reason is, a person has a carbon for the mezbeach, because whatever invalidates a carbon for the mezbeach, a person has a par invalidates this cow. Now, although it's not really a carbon that's burned in the mezbeach, it's like the kachim, which is for the temple upkeep, which generally does not have these invalidations. But since the pasuk calls the paradigma a chatas, it has halacha like a chatas. Now, however, you're allowed to purchase the paradigma from a Gentile. And the ain chayshu, we're not concerned shemediba hagoy that maybe the Gentile sodomized it, which would invalidate it. We have to be concerned with Gentiles that they maybe did that. In this case, no she'ena mafsa behemter, because it's not going to create a loss for his animal, because the value of a red heifer was a lot of money. And if it's going to be found out that he sodomized, he knows the Jew's not going to buy. And if we don't suspect that he sodomized his animal. Now, although we said that the par is like the kachim for its problems, but yisir par al kachim, there's an added stringency that the paradigma has on karbanis, that not only is a blemish invalidation, that if work was done with it invalidates it. Shem like it says in the pasuk, that it didn't carry in it a yoke. Now, moreover, the egla rufa, I mean, regarding the decapitated calf, which is when they find a dead person in between cities, they don't know who killed the closest city, has to bring egla rufa. There the pasuk says, ashalei ubadba, that work was not done with it, ashalei moshchu ba'ol, that it didn't pull with a yoke. So we compare the two yokes. Just like when it talks about the prohibition of a yoke, the problem of a yoke by the egla rufa, also it also equated as the first part of the pasuk does, equates all other work with that of a yoke to invalidate. Af oil amar b'parasotu, when it says regarding the yoke by the paraduma, yipsul b'shavoydis koel, yes, doing other work with it will also invalidate like that of the yoke. Now ella, but there is a difference between the oil, the yoke, and other types of work. So oil, paisel, because the yoke that's on the animal invalidates, whether it was doing work with it or whether it wasn't doing work with it. Sharavoid is regarding other work in paisel el b'shasavoid, will only invalidate when it's actually doing work with that entity. So let's say kosher la oil, if they just tied on the animal the yoke, even though it didn't do any plowing with it, tzul already is invalidated. But let's say they brought the animal to go do the threshing and they put it into the team of the animals. It's only going to validate if they actually did work with it until it did threshing. Anything something like that has that difference. Now, Rochabalel, let's say someone was riding on the animal, or Nishnala, or leaned on it, or Nitla Biznava, or just was hanging something from its tail, or Vababasanar, or it passed with it the river. And keep a less maserah, and he folded over it its maserah, which is the rope that's tied to the head of the animal, which tying is not a problem, but if it was folded over on the animal, well, that's already carrying it, and that's invalidation. Or let's say nasan talisa, let's say he puts his cloak on top of the animal. Or nasan l'kusushal sakam, it just puts the covering of the sackcloth on it, psula, that already invalidates the animal. Now, but ksharbe maserah, but if they just tied it with this maserah, this rope, so if the animal was a rebellious type, it needs to be protected. So that's going to be valid. But if it's not, then psula, then actually just tying it with the maser, not even folding it and putting it on top of it, would be psula, would be invalid. Because any unnecessary protection is a masaru, is essentially a load that it's carrying. Now, asaba sandal, let's say they make these sandals for the animal, so they technically that it shouldn't slip. Or pars talisa la bnei zvuv. Now, let's say he put his cloak over the animal to protect it from the flies. Well, then ksheira, then it's going to be kosher. What is that called? This is the rule. Kosher the tzarka, whatever is for the needs of the animal, so ksheira, that's valid. That's not considered as a yoke or an unnecessary load. Tzarka ach, but for some other purpose, then so that's going to be invalidating. Now, nasis ba benocha meilau. Let's say work is done with the animal by itself. Or a yoke went on it by itself. Not by the owner. So it depends. If it was something that was willing for the owner, although he didn't actively do it, so that invalidates. Because remember, the pasuk actually says it in the passive. That work was not done with it. Meaning to tell it, but if work was done with it, even not through him, but something that he was okay with, it's like as if he did work with it, which would invalidate it. Now, if let's say just a bird rests on the animal, so although it's a yoke, it's a load, it's going to be valid. But Allah Zachar, but let's say a male mounts this female paraduma. So psul is going to be invalid because even if it's not with his awareness, but he wants it because it should give birth. So therefore, that's considered lotzayna, and even though it happened by itself, it's going to invalidate it. And main talk limit, they bring up to say shemoberes psula, that obviously if you have a pregnant para, it's going to be invalid to be the para duma because obviously he was mounted. Hechnisa l'rivka, if they brought the para duma into the pairs of the cows that are tied together and they plow with their hooves the grains of the grain, and v'dasha meleha, and it threshed on its own, meaning his intention was not for it to be threshing. So then, sure, they would say it's kasha, that's doing on its own. But hechnisa k'deshu tinik v'taldish, but let's say he brought it in over there so that it should nurse and to thresh, so it's going to be invalid. Shari asal tzayin, because even though he was also doing it for the intention of the cow, for it to nurse, but he also had in mind for it to thresh, which is to do work, and therefore that's considered tzaynai, and that would be that violation, and therefore that would invalidate it. Mechenkriyaz, but anything similar to that, if it has that ulterior motive, would invalidate it with that work. Halacha Ches continues regarding if, let's say, there is a, it develops a invalidation in the paraduma. So parsha noba psul, if there's a, the cow develops a invalidation, so tipad, they could be redeemed, because it's just like kachet bedek avayis, which could be redeemed. V'chein imesa, so to v'day, tipada, it could be redeemed. In the oira, because of using its skin. Avaloi l'hacha b'sar l'klavim, but the meat, which cannot be eaten, because it's not, it's a nevela, you cannot go ahead to give it to the dogs, because one is not allowed to redeem kachem, to go ahead and feed it to the dog. So you're redeeming it just for the skin, which could be used, but not for the meat. Halacha tez, nishchata l'shem chulin. Let's say it was slaughtered for the purposes of chulin, which is it's not. So then tipad could be redeemed because that's like essentially like if it was killed, and ve'inim chaperes, and it does not atone. In other words, it's not fit. It's ashes, and you would have to bring another part because it's done for the with the wrong intention. Nishchata agav marachta. Once it was slaughtered on the arrangement of the wood, which is prepared for it to be slaughtered and burnt, then ein l'pinyan, l'mazina cannot be redeemed anymore because it was done in the appropriate way, and it would be disgraceful to go ahead and now redeem it for chulin, which obviously does not have an invalidation. If it did, then you could redeem it even if we're slaughtered in its place. Halacha yod, lokhu paro matza acheres noha memeno. Let's say they purchased the part of them and they found a nicer one in there. So they could redeem it even without a blemish to go ahead and get a nicer one. Halacha yod continues regarding the validity of tvule yoyim to do this procedure of the paraduma. So af kain hedyud kosh l'sreves apar. Even a regular kain is valid to do the burning of the paraduma. Shlema k'says in the pasuk b'midbar in the satam oitzah l'alos ha'kain that you should give it over to alos the kain. Now v'adayin aron ha'yikain. Aron ha'kain was still around, so obviously we see it does not have to be the kain gadol. Now m'piyah shmulam, but actually from tradition they learned that zunas is b'alos. Specifically, this was done with alozah, although he was also from a high position. But a short kol paras, all other paradumas ben b'kain gadol ben b'kain hedyud, whether the high priest or the regular kain, it could be any kain. Halachid beis, now boisa isa, whoever does do it, leibish arba kalim, shall kain hedge. Where's the four regular garments of a regular kain? Bein shah's a kain hedge, whether a regular kain does it, or bein shah's a kain gadol, whether the high priest does it. Halachid gimel, kala iskin ba para, whoever's engaged in the activities of the paraduma, mitchil ba saif, from the beginning to the end, shahoyu tfula yayim, which they were immersed that day, they were tame, and then they immersed, even before sundown, shem lamaisa para, they're valid for the activities of the paraduma. Or the kaddish and to sanctify it, or the hazam efra, which that's the mixing with the water and the ashes, the hazam efra, and to spray from its ashes. Even though the sun didn't set yet, shazesh and emuchal parsha ishtar, which the Rambam is addressing, but doesn't say in the whole parsha has to be a pure person that's doing this. Who are told ma'isa sheni? He said he's pure for the consumption of ma'isa sheni, which that's the most lenient of the tahara procedures, which all you need to have is tefila. Have shemesh is for truma, and for kaddish is mechusik kaparu. You'd have to have the next day after the carbon. Where Ava Bishen the Tala Truma, although a person is not considered pure for his Truma until the sun sets, there's a Tala Para. He is Tar for the Paraduma, just like he is for Maestro Sheni. Now, Lach Yadald, because of this, had Tzedekim, the Sadducees, who was a heretical group in the second times of the second Mesamigdish, which they denied the oral law, they said, no, read the Torah. Shein Maestro Para Kasha, the activities of the Para is not valid, Elbam Ari Shemesh, unless there's sundown, because it says that they're Tar. Now the figure, therefore, how you bezin by his chain, he said to the contrary. The courts in the second base of Migdash, mitamin es akoyin, they actually would contaminate the koyin asarif as a para that would burn the paraduma, b'sheretz akiyotzibay, with one of the dead bugs that are mitami and things similar to that. the toivel, and then they would immerse him. And then actually, right there that day, before Harav Shemesh, he would be the one to be engaged in activities of Paraduma. Kedei levatel, to nullify divrei elu hazedim, these words of these sinners, shemoyrim ma'oila ruchim, which they rule just based on what they think of. Lomina kabbalah, not from the Jewish tradition, which is not true. It's a tvul yom, it doesn't have to be a tvul yom, but they specifically did to remove from their thought that it has to be someone that had sundown already. No, they would make him tamei, toivel, and then have him do the avodah that same day. All the vessels that they would put in the ashes of Paradum inside of it, kulam tvulayim, they specifically made it things that were tummy, and then they had been immersed that day. Halacha says above, hachaytech shveifer shalkana, someone that cuts a tube of a reed, lanich ba'efer chatas, to put inside of it the ashes of the Paraduma, yitama oisa, so he should actually make it tummy, as we're explaining, v'yitplena, and dip it in the mikvah, v'achkach inichba, and only then put in the ashes inside of it. Now, the one who cuts it and the one who immerses it, toin tefillah, he needs to have tefillah, which is the elevated status by the paraduma, which is, you don't have this by halachas of hekdesh. Because they made it like someone that's tamei on the seventh day. Well, the figure, therefore, since the tamei is like the seventh day of tamei meis, not like a regular tamei meis, where he would require being sprayed day 3 and day 7, so in the tzricha hazash leishashvi, he doesn't need to be sprayed day 3 and day 7. El metama kedei laharis latzdik, and again, only making tamei with this tuma of like a sheretz, where is to show to the Sadducees that they're wrong, could be done even with a tefil yom. Umad bila, so you dip it in the mikvah, v'noisimba, and you right away put in the ashra paraduma before shkei zacham. Again, the person that's doing it and the kalim, and where it has this, they treat it as a tuma, and therefore, this person who's coming to do this with this the reed and the tefillah of it is like on day 7, which all he has to have is that tefillah, like on his day 7, where he has to be purified from that. And again, these are all elevated statuses. But again, they made a tummy specifically to show you that a tefillah of a kli and of a person could do the avodah, and it doesn't have to have harav shemesh like the Sadducees said.